Today we will be'ezer Hashem be learning Daf Yud Dalet of Masech Desaita. Some of the topics we will learn about include Moshe's kever is indiscoverable. Halach achar midos of Shalai Kadosh Baruch Hu, a person must follow in the ways of Hashem. The Mishnah's halacha of Hoyim mevi as minchasa betuch kafifa mitzvahs v'nois na'al yedeo kedei liyaga. The Saita's husband then brought the Mincha Saita in a basket made of wooden strips, and he placed it on her hands to tire her out. The two possible reasons to tire her out are chasa, so that she should be spared a gruesome death, and mechika, so that the name of Hashem in the Megillah Saita should not be erased, which is based on the later machlokes as to whether mashka v'achkach makar ves min chasa, first she drinks the mei Saita and then the kohen performs the mincha Saita, or makar v'achkach mashka, first the Kahanama makar of the Mincha, and afterward she drinks the Mei Saita. The distinction between the Mincha Saita and other Menachis regarding Kelim Haru'uyin L'Klisharis. Other Menachis are first brought in utensils that are suitable for a Klisharis. However, the Mincha Saita is first brought in a Kefifa Mitzris that is not suitable for a Klisharis. The step-by-step process of other Menachis. The Machlikas Reb Chanina and Reb Yochanan regarding Me'emesai koimitz matir shirayim ba'achila, at what point is the koimitz considered burnt, and that the kahanim are then permitted to eat the leftovers of the mincha. The Gemara discusses the exact placement of the mizbeach in the Azara mitzaf and ledarim from north to south.